Chapter 10. The World We Live In. Unit 20. Looking at Healthcare Systems.
The rising costs of healthcare are a continuing concern for governments and their citizens. There are three options that governments may choose to follow. Each has certain advantages and disadvantages. The first option is subsidized healthcare. Another option is universal social healthcare. The third option is a system of only private healthcare facilities. In this third system, individuals cover all their own healthcare costs. Subsidized healthcare is health insurance paid for in part by the government. This type of program is funded by taxes. These programs can be subsidized on a national or local level. One advantage of this system is that out-of-pocket healthcare expenses are far less for the individual. However, the individual must still pay some of the medical healthcare costs. A disadvantage is that extremely poor citizens still must pay something. This may prevent medical treatment in some cases for the poor. Thailand and Israel are examples of countries with subsidized healthcare programs. Universal social healthcare is a government-funded healthcare system. Nations with this system make all citizens pay for and use the system. Universal healthcare systems are paid for through taxes. In such a system, payments, treatment options, and regulation of doctors and hospitals are controlled by the government. In such countries, private healthcare may still be available, but all these costs fall on the individual. There are also countries in which private healthcare companies are not allowed to compete with the public healthcare system. In these cases, the government holds a monopoly on healthcare services. One advantage of this system is that everyone has access to medical care. However, the wait to receive medical care can be quite long. Countries with universal social healthcare plans include Germany, France, Spain, Canada, and Great Britain. The third kind of healthcare system is private healthcare. In this system, privately owned companies provide medical services and insurance. It is up to the individual to cover all expenses. An advantage of this system is that it encourages competition, lower prices, and efficiency among doctors and hospitals. One disadvantage is that the poor may not have the ability to pay for any medical care or insurance at all. Also, in cases where a patient needs expensive medical care, even some middle-income people might be unable to pay. The United States is an example of a country with a primarily private healthcare system. It is important to note that many countries use a combination of healthcare systems. While a particular country may claim to provide universal social health care, it actually may allow other options for citizens. For example, Portugal has a social health care system in the form of the National Health Service. This service provides universal coverage for the country's citizens. It also provides special health care benefits to professionals in such areas as education. However, Portugal's healthcare system allows people the option of choosing private healthcare. Of course, services under the national healthcare program are paid for by the country's taxes. The individual must pay for private healthcare services through personal insurance or his or her own money. Mixing the options of healthcare systems adds benefits of different systems while balancing disadvantages. Consider, for example, a country with both national subsidized healthcare and private healthcare. The government may support all health expenses of citizens with incomes under a certain level. Thus, the poor have access to any medical care they may need. On the other hand, citizens who can afford private healthcare can choose the doctors and treatment options they prefer. The United States has primarily a private healthcare system, but it has a subsidized program as well. The subsidized program pays a portion of healthcare costs for at-risk groups, such as the elderly and the poor.